Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Israel is launching 3 days of national civil defense exercises tomorrow. EU countries are debating arming Syrian rebels today as the conflict in Syria pulls in other Arab countries. This past weekend, the leader of Lebanon's most powerful political party, the militant group Hezbollah, voiced his strong support for the Assad regime in Syria. Several missiles were launched into a Beirut neighborhood in response, presumably by the Syrian opposition. Bahrain's foreign minister says Hezbollah has declared war on the Arab world. Rami Khoury is in Beirut with the Issam Faris Institute at the American University. And Rami, people here are asking, is the Syrian conflict reigniting Lebanon's civil war? You say the question should be about the relationship between Syria and Lebanon. So tell us more.
Yes, I think the reality is that there is a conflict in Lebanon that's been going on for some decades, an ideological conflict between Hezbollah and its allies, some of whom are Christians and some of whom are Sunnis, but mostly they're Shiites and some Christians. And the other side is people against Hezbollah in Lebanon, most of whom are Sunnis and Christians again. And this conflict has been going on for a couple of decades at least. And there is a separate war going on in Syria between the Assad government and the opposition that's trying to drive him out of office. What's happened is these two conflicts have really now meshed into a single conflict, and the Lebanon conflict has spilled over into Syria, and the Syrian conflict has spilled over into Lebanon. So it's really two conflicts that are meshing into a single conflict rather than a more simplistic analysis of a spillover from one into the other.
Well, by most accounts, the equation has changed in Syria. The Assad government seems to have the momentum now, the upper hand. Do you agree, and do you think that it's because of Hezbollah fighters helping?
I would say in the last month and a half, the Assad government has certainly improved the situation. But it is not a government that runs the whole country. They control a series of military bases and some connecting roads and a few major towns, and it is not a government that runs all of Syria. So this is a situation that's very fluid all over the country. And you have local groups now in hundreds and hundreds of Syrian cities and towns who are taking control of their own local government system. Some of them are fighting against the central government, some of them are not. But the authority of the central government has been badly battered all over Syria, and this is a situation in deep flux, and it can go in any direction. We just have to wait and see what happens in the military equation on the ground.
Well, and speaking of that, EU countries are meeting in Brussels today, debating whether to arm Syrian rebels. The countries that don't want to, Austria was one, point to the fact that, you know, the EU just received the Nobel Peace Prize, and to go in the direction of delivering weapons would just be wrong in the face of that. Other countries like Britain, who are in favor of arming the rebels, point to the fact that the Assad government has so much more firepower and also now support from the Hezbollah fighters. Where do you think that ends up?
This is really, the question now. If people around the world are going to really want Assad out and support the opposition, they need to provide the kind of weaponry that the opposition needs to bring down the Assad government. Many Western countries are reluctant to do that. Many Arab and Middle Eastern countries are providing lots of weaponry on both sides, people who are helping the Assad government, like the Iranians and Hezbollah, and people who are helping the opposition. So I think the Western countries have waffled on this. They haven't really backed up their rhetoric with action, and it's most clear in the American and the EU positions, and we're seeing this continuing. And most people in the Arab world, and Syria in particular, have pretty much given up on the Europeans and the Americans, not expecting anything significant from them.
Well, meanwhile, there you are in Lebanon. What's the mood there? You had the missiles over the weekend. We're reading accounts of Syrian rebels burning Hezbollah's flag, stomping on its leaders' pictures. You've already said that the country's two conflicts have sort of meshed. But is there concern in Lebanon that it's going to escalate in some way, that it is going to reignite the civil war that was in Lebanon?
People are worried about that for sure in Lebanon, but they're not expecting the return to massive sectarian warfare. I think it's important to understand that one of the reasons for this is that they know that if there were to be a falling back, back into large-scale war, it would be a Shia-Sunni-dominated kind of conflict more than anything else. And that terrifies people, and the Lebanese are pretty sure that they don't want to let that happen.
Rami Khoury in Beirut. He's director of the Issam Faris Institute for Public Policy and International Affairs at the American University of Beirut. Rami, thanks as always.